Chapter 10.
Where do you think you're going? One of the twins asked. His hands were balled into fists at his sides.
He stepped closer until he was just an inch or two from Evan, forcing Evan to take a few steps back.
To see a friend, Evan replied uncertainly.
Maybe these guys were just bluffing.
Not allowed, the twin said quickly, grinning at his brother.
They both snickered and moved toward Evan, forcing him to back off the curb onto the street.
You're not a resident, the other one repeated.
He narrowed his eyes, trying to look tough.
Hey, give me a break, guys, Evan said.
He tried moving to the side, walking on the street to get around them, but they both moved quickly to keep him from getting away.
Maybe you could pay a toll, one of them said.
Yeah,
the other one quickly chimed in.
You could pay the non-resident toll, you know, to get temporary permission for walking on this block.
I don't have any money, Evan said, feeling his fear grow.
He suddenly remembered he had $8 in his pocket. Were they going to rob him? Would they beat him up and then rob him?
You have to pay the toll, one of them said, leering at him. Let's just see what you've got.
They both moved quickly forward, making a grab for him. He backed away. His legs felt heavy from fear. Suddenly, a voice cried out from down the sidewalk.
Hey, what's going on?
Evan raised his eyes past the two hulking boys to see Andy speeding toward them on her bike along the curb.
Evan! Hi! She called.
The twins turned away from Evan to greet the new arrival.
Hi, Andy, one of them said in a mocking tone. How's it going, Andy?
The other one asked, imitating his brother. Andy braked her bike and dropped both feet to the ground. She was wearing bright pink shorts and a yellow sleeveless undershirt top. Her face was red, her forehead beaded with perspiration from pedaling so hard.
You two,
she said, and made an unpleasant face.
Rick and Tony,
she turned to Evan.
Were they getting on your case?
Well,
Evan started hesitantly.
We were welcoming him to the neighborhood,
the one named Rick said, grinning at his brother. Tony started to add something, but Andy interrupted.
Well, leave him alone.
Are you his mother?
Tony asked, snickering. He turned to Evan and made goo-goo baby noises.
We'll leave him alone, Rick said, stepping toward Andy. We'll borrow your bike and leave him alone.
No way,
Andy said heatedly. But before Andy could move, Rick grabbed the handlebars.
Let go!
Andy cried, trying to pull the bike from his grasp. Rick held tight. Tony shoved Andy hard. She lost her balance and fell, and the bike toppled over on top of her.
Oh!
Andy uttered a low cry as she hit her head on the concrete curb. She lay sprawled on the curb, her hands flailing, the bike on top of her. Before she could get up, Tony reached down and grabbed the bike away. He swung his legs over the seat and began to pedal furiously.
Wait up!
His brother called, laughing as he ran alongside. In seconds, the twins had disappeared around the corner with Andy's bike.
Andy, are you okay?
Evan cried, hurrying to the curb.
Are you okay?
He grabbed Andy's hand and pulled her to her feet. She stood up groggily, rubbing the back of her head.
I hate those creeps, she said.
She brushed the dirt and grass off her shorts and legs.
Ow, that hurt.
Who are they? Evan asked.
The Bamer twins,
she answered, making a disgusted face.
Real heavy-duty dudes,
she added sarcastically.
She checked her leg to see if it was cut. It was just scraped.
They think they're so cool, but they're total creeps.
What about your bike? Should we call the police or something? Evan asked.
No need, she said quietly, brushing back her dark hair. I'll get it back. They've done this before. They'll leave it somewhere when they're finished.
But shouldn't we? Evan started.
They just run wild, Andy interrupted. There's no one home to check up on them. They live with their grandmother, but she's never around. Did they give you a hard time?
Evan nodded. I was afraid I was going to have to pound them, he joked. Andy didn't laugh.
I'd like to pound them, she said angrily. Just once. I'd like to pay them back. They pick on all the kids in the neighborhood. They think they can do whatever they want because they're so big and because there are two of them.
Your knee is cut, Evan said, pointing.
I'd better go home and clean it up, she replied, rolling her eyes disgustedly. See you later, okay? I have to go somewhere this afternoon, but maybe we can do something tomorrow.
She headed back to her house, rubbing the back of her head. Evan returned to Catherine's, walking slowly, thinking about the Bamer twins, daydreaming about fighting them, imagining himself beating them to a pulp in a fight as Andy watched, cheering him on. Catherine was dusting the front room as Evan entered. She didn't look up. He headed quickly up the stairs to his room.
Now what am I going to do?
He wondered, pacing back and forth. The blue container of monster blood caught his eye. He walked over to the bookshelf and picked up the can from the middle shelf. He pulled off the lid. The can was nearly full.
I guess Trigger didn't eat that much, he thought, feeling a little relieved.
Trigger! He'd forgotten all about him. The poor dog must be hungry. Putting down the monster blood, Evan bombed down the stairs, leaning against the banister and taking the stairs three at a time. Then, running full out, he practically flew to the dog run at the back of the yard.
Trigger! Hey, Trigger! He called.
Halfway across the backyard, Evan could see that something was wrong. Trigger's eyes were bulging. His mouth was wide open, his tongue flailing rapidly from side to side, white spittle running down his chin hair onto the ground.
Trigger!
The dog was gasping hoarsely, each breath a desperate, difficult struggle.
He's choking,
Evan realized. As Evan reached the dog run, Trigger's eyes rolled back, and the dog's legs collapsed under him, his stomach still heaving, the air filled with his loud, hideous gasps.